Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1544. Are your relationships sabotaging your nutrition efforts? By Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And then on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. You can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's article and continue optimizing your life. Are your relationships sabotaging your nutrition efforts? By Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Have you ever heard the idea that you are likely to earn the median amount of what each of your friends earns? How about that you become the five people that you hang out with most? This concept can be easily applied to health and fitness. If you're part of some sabotaging relationships at work, home, or in your peer group, they could be having a profound effect on your nutrition choices. Are sabotaging relationships affecting you at home? The people you spend your time with can be one of the main factors affecting food and nutrition choices you're making. They will also influence the way you think, including your attitude towards and motivation for optimizing your health and fitness. The people you live with or spend the most time with, for example, family and/or roommates, will be the most likely to affect your nutrition choices. These can unknowingly become sabotaging relationships if you are not mindful of what's going on. If your goal is to make healthy food choices, but others in your household are not on board with this, it can make your own success more difficult. It can be a challenge to prepare a meal to suit everyone, especially if you have a partner or children with fussy tastes. It can prove time and effort intensive to cook separate meals. However, this may well be what is needed if you want to change your habits. So consider whether separate meals is going to be a good option to help you reach your goals. Do you have sabotaging relationships with your flatmates? Living with flatmates can also be challenging if they have unhealthy habits. These can also be sabotaging relationships in terms of your overall success. This may be compounded if you have scheduled cooking nights. In this situation, you are relying on the choices that others are making. Consider whether cooking for yourself may be a better option for you. It is important to have an awareness of how the potentially sabotaging relationships you have with the people at home are affecting you. Do you need to cook separately? Do you need separate cupboards? Do you need to arrange to do something else while they are sitting in front of the TV munching chocolate biscuits? Consider the sabotaging relationships in other areas of your life. Similarly, you could be experiencing sabotaging relationships in your workplace or in your peer group. The efforts you are putting in can be hampered by these people. Let's look at the workplace environment. It can become common for companies to offer workplace morning tea shouts. Coworkers might bring cakes in for birthdays or other celebrations. Many workplaces also have cookies on tap, and all of these temptations can be hard to avoid. You don't need to be seen as a party pooper and avoid them all the time. However, it is a good idea to have a strategy in place so you can take control of your own food choices. Therefore, you can minimize the need to eat these foods regularly and eat less of them when they do come around. Some strategies can include 1. Drinking plenty of water throughout the day so that your thirst isn't mistaken for hunger. 2. Going well prepared with plenty of healthy snacks such as fruits, nuts, seeds, and boiled eggs. Plan to snack on these before a morning tea shout, so you won't want to eat much or any of the sugary stuff that gets offered. And 3, work on your boss or whoever is in charge of snacks to provide healthier options, so that healthy becomes the only choice. Avoiding sabotaging relationships among your peer group. Your friends might be in the habit of pulling you along each time they want to make an unhealthy choice. This is often to make them feel more justified about their own choices. They might peer pressure you into having another drink just because it matches what they want at the time. Support your friends, but don't let them push you around. Explain to them that you are trying to make healthier nutrition choices. If they are insecure about their own choices, they may be resistant to begin with. They will only make changes to their own habits if and when they are ready. A good friend should enable you to make your own choices and be supportive. If they're not, be gentle on them and explain that it's a positive thing for you and that it won't affect the fun you have together. Make subtle suggestions to hang out in ways that support your goal for health. For example, suggesting a hike together or a meal at a healthy restaurant. If they continue to resist and pull you down, the issue is theirs. Keep positive and focus on what's important to you. If they are really pulling you down, plan to hang out with these negative energy people less often. What to do about sabotaging relationships? It is always easier and wiser to focus on changing yourself rather than changing others. Identify whether your relationships at home are moving you closer to or further away from your health and fitness goals. Put some strategies in place to help ensure you are a part of non-sabotaging relationships. Wherever possible, put yourself in front of people who share your values of being fit and healthy. Take yourself further away from negative energy people. You just listened to the post titled, "Are Your Relationships Sabotaging Your Nutrition Efforts?" by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Remember Ellie's advice about the work environment? Specifically about asking your supervisor to provide healthier options? I have a work story for you that relates perfectly to this. At one of my previous positions, every Friday, it was Donut and Bagel Friday. Now, I love me some donuts, but I was never spotted eating a donut or a bagel on Fridays. Now, that's not because I grabbed one and hid in my office while I downed it. No, I actually never grabbed one. At one point, my supervisor noticed that I would never participate and asked me about it. I didn't want to be rude and say, "Well, because both aren't that great for you." So instead, I said that donuts are one of the foods I absolutely love, but I only have one on special occasions. And plus, I planned on getting in a workout later, and the donut probably wouldn't help my performance. Now, this was all true. I was not lying to my supervisor. I wasn't misleading them in any way. Now, when they suggested, hey, well, instead of a donut, just have a bagel instead, I thanked them for the offer, but also mentioned that a bagel probably wouldn't help my workout performance later on in the day. My supervisor then said, why not? Bagels are healthy, right? Well, now that felt like an open invitation to provide a bit of education. So in response, I said, well, eating a bagel is like eating 4 slices of bread all at once. Eating a whole bagel contains about the same number of calories and grams of carbohydrate as 4 slices of bread. Smash cut to the following Friday. The donuts and bagels were still there, but my supervisor also brought fresh fruit. Now, that I was happy to partake in. My supervisor was happy to see me enjoying these treats with everyone, and I didn't feel like the lone holdout. Mission accomplished. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.